Near shopping mall and pharmacy. Even though it was only a 51 Hudson, it was running like a dream. And about the only thing that stopped it being a perfect day was I couldn't get anything on the radio but Bobby Rydell, Howard Stern or Oral Roberts, who was threatened to strike me dead if I didn't send him money. All in all, though, I was feeling pretty good, which made it come as something of a major surprise that I never made it to Memphis.